My guest at this time is Dr. Tim Ball. He is a former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. He is also the author, most recently, of The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. We did a two-part feature on that just a couple of months ago. We want to get Dr. Ball's analysis today of the latest report out from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which says that we are not only talking theory when it comes to the destruction caused by man-made climate change, but we're already seeing it. And in addition to the climactic events that they say are just around the corner, they say it could threaten financial markets, world peace, diseases, and many other things. So, Dr. Ball, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to bring some calm.
One of the things that these folks admit right out at the top here, and this is quoting from the Associated Press, it says, unlike in past reports where the scientists tried to limit examples of extremes to disasters that computer simulations can attribute partly to man-made warming, this version broadens what it looks at because it includes the larger issues of risk and vulnerability, and that's how it gets into health issues, disease issues, possible war and peace issues. There have been many reports suggesting that one of the reasons there's a Syrian civil war is because of severe drought in that country. So what do you make of these reports now going from the climactic to the geopolitical?
There's two things that happen if your science is wrong. That is, your forecasts, your predictions are wrong. The UN, IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, have been wrong on every single prediction they've made since 1990. In science, you set out your hypothesis or claim, and here they're saying that if CO2 increases, and it will because of human production, the global temperature will warm. They changed that then to climate change in 2000. But in science, what you do is if your predictions are wrong, you go back and re-examine your science. They haven't done that. They've simply shifted the goalposts, so it went from global warming to climate change. But they've also increased the personal attacks, even to the point where John Kerry, the Secretary of State, publicly accused scientists like myself or John Christie and Roy Spencer, who have won awards from NASA for their science, accused them of being flat earthers. And the other thing you do is you up the ante. You say, oh, no, it's far worse than we thought. And, of course, that's what they're doing. If you look at the record, even Warren Buffett said there's been no increase in insurance claims because of severe weather in all the insurance companies that he holds. So it's exactly what you would expect.
Dr. Ball, one of the advantages, of course, to raising up the rhetoric and the dire predictions, of course, is you get people more concerned. The downside is if you keep saying these are right around the corner, ultimately they either have to happen or they don't. Given the fact that you say these predictions have been wrong, aren't they rolling the dice even further that if these dire predictions they're making don't happen in the next 5 to 10 years or whenever they say down the road, that they risk losing credibility further?
Oh, totally. But they've, as I said, since 1990, they've been getting away with it. And now, of course, people are starting to call them on it. And the big gamble is because if you look at the polls, none of the polls show global warming or climate change as a concern for citizens. But the other thing that's happening is that governments are very quietly, not so much under Obama's administration, but certainly around the world, the governments are pulling the funding from the bureaucracies that are pushing this stuff. And of course, that's what they're afraid of, that all this money going to the UN and going to their research or their claims, that's going to disappear. So that's why they're shaking the tree a whole lot harder.
What do you expect this administration to do? You mentioned what Secretary Kerry has said recently. How far do you expect them to push this? This is an issue, a cap and trade, that they couldn't even get through the Congress when they had control of both chambers. So what do you expect them to do strategy-wise here?
Well, they'll keep pushing it. It's the Saul Alinsky thing, you know, the end justifies the means, and the bigger the lie, the more people are likely to believe it. And they've ignored all the evidence up to now when we look at what's going on with the EPA. What they're doing is using the environment and climate change, and they're switching to water as a political club, a political vehicle, and they're doing it through the bureaucracies.
Let me have you respond to another part of this Associated Press summary of the IPCC report. It says the report echoes an earlier UN climate science panel that said if greenhouse gases continue to rise, the world is looking at another 6 or 7 degrees Fahrenheit of warming by the year 2100 instead of the international goal of not allowing temperatures to rise more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit. First of all, is there any basis for suggesting that the temperature would rise that far? And secondly, what do you make of the international community, quote-unquote, setting a goal that it just assumes will be met of 2 degrees?
Well, of course, they can set any goal they want. If you know that's not your objective, their objective is to introduce legislation to reduce CO2, to cut down industrialized nations, to reduce the development, and to blame the developed nations for it. So they really don't care about the numbers. They can play with those all they want. They've been wrong on every single case, and they'll be wrong again. But they're flying in the face of governments now, one particular, the United Kingdom Met Office, admitting that the global temperature has not risen for 17 years. It's leveled off and, in fact, is in slight decline while CO2 continues to increase. So they can't ignore that, but they are. They're just flying by it and saying, no, it's far worse than we thought. And they're calling it a pause. They say, well, it's a pause, but the warming will return. It's nonsense. The science is wrong, totally and absolutely wrong.
We'll certainly keep tracking the debate. Dr. Ball, it's always great to have you with us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Dr. Tim Ball is a former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. His most recent book, The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.